MSNBC's Wallace, Trump revealed the Republicans stand for flagrant racism. By Pam Key on April 26, 2021. MSNBC anchor Nicole Wallace said Monday on her show Deadline that former President Donald Trump showed Republicans stood for flagrant racism. On the current recount in Arizona, the Bulwark's Charlie Sykes said, "You are actually now seeing a larger and larger portion of the Republican base who think in terms of these conspiracy theories, who are open to these kinds of ideas and who expect this. So you have, again, it is largely about Donald Trump. But it is also almost moving past Donald Trump because Donald Trump has left in his wake this weird stew of false information, incredulousness, and people like Kevin McCarthy that don't have moral integrity or backbone to stand up and speak against it." Wallace said, "I totally agree with you." She continued, "This is the conversation that needs to be had. We covered this incorrectly. Fear of Trump was the excuse for all of Mitch McConnell and Rob Portman and Kevin McCarthy and all these weenies who looked the other way when Casey Hunt and Leon Caldwell and Garrett Hawk were there with the cameras saying, 'Don't you believe this outrageous thing that Donald Trump tweeted today? Our frame was they must be afraid of our cameras because they're scared of Trump. We were wrong. They are Trump. You are right. This story is no longer about Trump. It is what Trump revealed the Republicans to be.'" Referencing former President George W. Bush, Wallace continued, "I dare say my old boss was putting it nicely when he said Republicans now they stand for isolationism, protectionism and nativism. I will add one more, flagrant racism. How do you not lump extremism into it too if you look at the intersection between the ideology that represents the greatest domestic violent extremism threat and the lies that Kevin McCarthy refused to knock down when Chris Wallace gave him multiple chances to do yesterday?" Sykes said, "These guys have been playing with matches for 4 years, dousing kerosene on American democracy." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.